Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. This is Lou Caverly.
And Elizabeth Tuffet Caverly.
This is a cutting-edge news program many of you have come to know and trust since 2003. Tonight, January 26th, 2023, we are bringing you the bombshells from the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos this past week. Implications of who attended, what they plan, and how it would affect all of us if they are successful. All this is crucial to your very life preservation. Elizabeth kicks off our coverage, but first she has first-hand reports from two of you listeners about COVID shot death and illness. Elizabeth?
Yes, Lou. Here's an excerpt from one of our longtime listeners and dear friends in a recent letter. She says, I got a letter from my cousin in Texas who had the two vaccines and a couple of boosters. Now she tells me she has a fast-growing cancer. It's a cancerous tumor on her ovary. They did a complete hysterectomy and are giving her chemo. I told her, please do not get any more of those dangerous vaccines as cancer has now risen sharply among those who have. When she wrote back, she didn't have any comment. I guess she thinks I'm off the wall. And now we'll interrupt this letter to have Lou say, when you went to the post office, you were going to commiserate with the young woman who had her father die recently, we heard. And what did you tell us? Now, we don't know whether he was vaccinated, but we think he may have been.
Yes, we think there's a strong possibility. But he hadn't been sick long. I was under the impression perhaps this was a slow thing, but she said he was only sick 3 or 4 weeks.
It came up suddenly.
It killed him very, very quickly.
Very, very quickly. So that's very interesting. Probably he would be around, you would think, 65 to 70. Or did she say?
She said about 74.
About 74. So that's rather unusual to have something kill you that quickly.
Yes.
In the letter from our long-time friend, she told of another relative ending up with both lung cancer and pneumonia after having had the COVID vaccines. Lou, this kind of deception that people believe in, you know, remember, even after they're so sick, remember how the correspondent did not even mention when she wrote back. No comment. So this kind of deception, Lou, is like they are spellbound even after the cancer's return. And maybe that's symbolized by another anecdote the listener told. The listener's friend took a trip to Walmart before Christmas to complain about a skeleton in a Santa suit that Walmart had placed in its entrance. She told the manager it would scare the children. So when the friend writing to us went to check on it, she would complain too, but it was removed. Lou, why don't people see the skeleton in the Santa COVID shot suit?
That's a very good question. I don't know if I have an answer. It just seems like people are genuinely hypnotized, for lack of a better word, as if they just believe everything they hear in the mainstream media, which of course is complicit with these vaccines, and much of the internet is censored so they can't get the truth. If you're lucky, you listen to Stu Peters and a few other excellent alternative news people.
Dr. Jane Ruby, especially.
Dr. Jane Ruby, yes.
We're a little bit alarmed that in the free video that went, it just went crazy worldwide, millions of people seeing it, died suddenly, that we have learned that Dr. Jane Ruby's name was not in the credits. Now, this is very alarming. So, again, we tell you that you should tune in to us because we are not controlled opposition. We are not told what to say in any manner except from God. And we are doing our best to stay on the air. One or two people have helped us again, but we need a lot more before the end of the month. Our doctor friend, thank you for your prayers for him in Pennsylvania. He was able to pick up another work shift. So praise God, and please do keep him in your prayers for his health. If you can help us, checks written out to WWCR would be very, very helpful at this time. A little cash would help us. We have to pay for the use of our phone, $70, a little more than $70 every month. We have to pay for paper. Soon, Lou, you have to buy something for the printer. What is it?
It's called a drum. It's the, I don't know the technical thing. It's one of the things you insert into the printer, and it's good for about, 3,000 copies, but I guess that means we've made that many.
It's giving you a warning. Now, how much will it cost?
Well, I think in the general neighborhood of 90. I'm not positive.
All right. So any cash that you can put in an envelope will be helpful, or anonymous money orders, anonymous money. All of this can help. You can send it to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And one of the great listeners who regularly helps us wrote a very recent letter. And again, this tells us something about what all of you are living in. We are living with people who have had the shots around us. And it's a time bomb. Remember that one investigator felt that, a medical investigator felt that the peak would come in 2025. The deaths would really, really start to amass. The statistics will go way up. And so, you want to warn all those that you can still warn. I'm not sure whether I talked about this the last time, but that I did reach the Vermont Country Store, because Lou and I are longtime buyers there of certain things that can be stored well. And they don't get any rebate or anything. They don't give us anything back for my telling this. But we order their beets, their canned beets. They're just wonderful. They're so natural. We do get their pickled beet eggs, even though there's some red dye in it, because I rinse them very, very well. And then I cut off a lot of the outer part of the white of the egg. And I feel that that probably gets rid of enough of it. After all, this is emergency food, and it will store a long, long time. And then the third thing is their four bean salad. And again, it has EDTA. I think it's sodium EDTA in it that can harm the kidneys. But again, I rinse it and rinse it and rinse it. So at any rate, I thought we were down to our last two jars of each of those. And I thought, I will phone. And when I did, there was a middle-aged woman. I could tell by her voice. And I thought, now at the end, I'm going to have to give my talk. And I hoped it wouldn't be like the middle-aged rep at the clothing company that I mentioned around Christmas when I got Lou's pajamas. So this time when I said it, she said, oh, no, I wouldn't get the shots for the very reasons that you said. And I thought, hallelujah, there's another one who has waked up. Now, this letter from another great listener said this. The broadcast last week was really good, and this was written January 19th. I usually catch the rebroadcast on WWCR Monday afternoons, and of course that's 9.350 at 4 p.m. Our regular broadcast is 4.840 megahertz Thursday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, repeating on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. On 7.490. And the listener said, it always comes in loud and clear. You mentioned that it seems the vax crowd are under a spell. How true. Pray the blood of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for sin on yourselves and others. The lies of this world won't touch you. I have neighbors, and on either side of me, where I live, a rural setting, both of them are vaxxed. Both have developed various forms of cancer within the last year. So sad. I just received a mailing from Pastor Ernie Sanders. The news article said that it is pretty well known worldwide that the vax was a murderous failure. Well, I have enclosed a donation to help out where needed most. I will be listening tonight when your program broadcasts at 8 p.m. God bless you both, and thank you again. Bye for now. Okay, so now we move right into the cutting-edge information that you have come to look at, or rather listen to, and think about and pray about, because a lot of this is in the form of telling you things to warn you how to prepare for the future. As Lou and I said, we think we are living in the New World Order now. I think the Jesuit CIA coup that Daryl Eberhardt feared for years has occurred. It does look that way, but God Almighty can reverse that too. He can push the timetable back. He can do anything. Think what he did, listeners, to overturn Roe v. Wade. Why, in our minds, we would have never dreamed this was possible, Lou.
That's exactly right. It seemed like that was just going to go on forever. What was it, 50 years it was in effect?
1973.
Why, we were just young kids at the time it went into effect.
We weren't that young, but
well,
compared to now, yes. So do not rule out God. So now here we go. The first article is Ethan Huff's at Natural News, January 20th. WEF annual meeting opened with creepy call by Klaus Schwab to, quote, master the future. The annual meeting of the World Economic Forum, WEF, is currently underway in Davos, Switzerland, and at the opening session, globalist kingpin Klaus Schwab addressed attendees with urgent rhetoric about his desire to, quote, master the future. We couldn't meet at a more challenging time, the cartoonish villain said from the stage, quote, we are confronted with so many crises simultaneously. What does it mean to master the future? Schwab went on to answer his own question by basically stating that mastering the future means taking control of everything and creating a global citizenry of obedient slaves. Quote, I think to have a platform where all stakeholders of global society are engaged governments, businesses, civil society, the young generation, and I could go on, I think is the first step to meet all the challenges. In other words, if the global population can be tricked into believing that they are stakeholders right alongside the globalists, then a more, quote, perfect herd of humanity can be birthed out of Schwab's agenda. Related article, only unvaccinated pilots were allowed to fly Schwab and his fellow WEF meeting attendees into Davos on their private jets. In 7 years, by 2030, this is an interior headline by Ethan Huff, Schwab and the globalists intend to turn all humans into a transhuman herd of fully controlled, fully mastered slaves.
One of the first things that Schwab wants to see go are national borders and governments. All nations must sacrifice their sovereignty and merge into the globalist singularity in order for the rest of the quote-unquote challenges to be addressed. Schwab's statements about mastering the future are a dead giveaway as to how he and his fellow globalists view the world. Instead of each individual possessing God-given self-sovereignty, Schwab and others see us all as cattle to be controlled and mastered. Their goal is to turn humans into a full-fledged herd of transhuman slaves by the year 2030. Over the course of the next 7 years, as this final endgame approaches, Schwab wants he and his fellow globalists to keep a, quote, positive spirit, unquote, full of, quote, creativity and ingenuity, unquote. After stating this, Schwab welcomed up to the stage globalist-aligned musicians, and that word is needless to say in quotes, and artists to put on a show in celebration of this dystopian future, in which the transhuman herd will own nothing, have no privacy, and be, quote-unquote, happy, unquote. One of the overarching themes of this year's WEF meeting was dubbed Cooperation in a Fragmented World. Towards this end, the WEF stated that its intention is to, quote, reaffirm the value and imperative of dialogues and public-private cooperation, not only to navigate the current cascading crises, but, more importantly, to drive tangible, system-positive change for the long term, unquote. Put another way, Schwab and his cohort intend to harness the power of all these engineered crises in order to gain absolute control over every element of life on Earth. From this, a new world will be birthed, one in which there is no more freedom, and where nothing is real. All remaining human souls must be purged and have their bodies replaced with transhuman DNA, which is already happening with gene-modifying COVID vaccines. And, of course, that word vaccine is in quotes, since they're far from a real vaccine. Genetically modified organisms, GMOs, and 5G are also sapping the human spirit in preparation for the arrival of 2030. Among the United States representatives who are in attendance at this year's WEF extravaganza in Davos include climate czar John F. Kerry, and I'll add we'll have more to say about him a little later, Biden's trade representative, Katherine Tai, Biden's Secretary of Labor, Martin Walsh, FBI head Christopher Wray, U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, Samantha Power of the U.S. Agency for International Development, Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, Senator Christopher Coons, Senator Maria Cantwell, Senator James Risch, Senator Joe Manchin.
And Lou, we have to interject there. He's come a fair distance from West Virginia. We remember years back when Pastor Butch pleaded with him to issue an alternative to driver's licenses, and he actually catered a little bit to the Patriot community. He did it. Boy,
yeah.
Got on that yacht where he invites all the reps and the senators from D.C. He's made a big name for himself. Now he's at Davos. Who else, Lou?
And we have another name, Senator Kristen Sinema. And the article says there are also a number of House representatives from California, New York, Florida, New Jersey, and Massachusetts in attendance.
And Lou, here was the introductory summary that LifeSite News gave on January 20th. New Dark Origin, an agenda of Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. LifeSite journalist Frank Wright presents his in-depth investigations into the dark origin of the World Economic Forum shadow leader, Klaus Schwab. The rise of, quote, transhumanism and the climate panic being pushed by the world's elites and, quote, ruling class. The global stage has never been more divided and more vulnerable, with millions of people feeling isolated and alone. This is a shocking and in-depth report exposing the World Economic Forum unlike anything you have ever seen. The globalists will stop at nothing to destroy you, your family, and your community. And then they tell us to watch now and see this video with this dark origin, the hidden agendas, and globalist takeover that is coming to your neighborhood. And so now we move to this article that accompanies it. World Economic Forum sees humanity as a management problem to be solved by their globalist agenda. LifeSite News journalist Frank Wright and I, and this is written, of course, by John Henry Weston, the head of LifeSite News, and I, that is Frank Wright and I, discuss in depth the dark origins and globalist agenda of the World Economic Forum and its shadow leader, Klaus Schwab. What motivates them? And why the World Economic Forum is much more visible today than it used to be. This was January 20th, 2023. This latest episode of the John Henry Weston Show is one you really don't want to miss. My guest is Frank Wright, a LifeSite News journalist and expert on the machinations of the World Economic Forum. On this episode, we discuss in depth the dark origins, and of course, we are repeating that about Klaus Schwab. In a nutshell, the World Economic Forum's entire modus operandi is to, quote, attract influential people in order to promote a managerial program that is largely infused by technology, end of quote, as Wright puts it. Quote, since about 1941, the idea that you can see humanity as a managerial problem, as a problem to be managed, has been around since the publication of a book called The Managerial Revolution by James P. Burnham, and that's spelled capital B-U-R-N-H-A-M. Again, that's The Managerial Revolution by James P. Burnham. He explains, quote, it was first reviewed famously by George Orwell. In this book is a blueprint for modern society. You would recognize much of the processes and even some of the language today, such as the, quote, manager's right to manage, end of quote. Wright continues, but what it presages is the supplanting of state and institutional power with that of an international managerial class. One which we have today. And what has changed since the 1940s is technology. we have the technology, or rather they do, to advance an idea of the future humanity, which I would argue is the deletion of everything valuable about the human experience in order to make human beings globally more manageable. We have a management problem, and it is humanity. From their point of view and from ours, it's them. As I point out, and that's LifeSite head again, John Henry Weston speaking. As I point out, although the World Economic Forum has been around for decades, they've become significantly more visible than they once were. And we point out here, 10 or 15 years ago, it was the Bilderbergers. It was the Bilderberg Conference. But now, we come back to this, their meetings and ideas used to be somewhat secretive with only limited media coverage. Now they seem to be out in full force talking about, quote, useless people and whatnot. Lou, those poor people that our listener heard from, the people with these cancers exploding, the cancerous tumors on the ovary, the bone cancer, that's what your postmistress's father died of, wasn't it? Bone cancer.
Yes. Yes.
Came on, and he was dead in 3 weeks. These are the useless people. Okay, so they're out in full force talking about these useless people and whatnot. I asked Wright why Schwab and the World Economic Forum have become so visible now, and here's what he says, quote, it's because of their ability, their habit of leveraging a sense of permanent alarm and the great success of fomenting a sense of crisis over the environment that's allowed them to open the door to their own proffered solutions, he explains. Now, we have to interrupt there. When Lou and I first came to the microphone back around 2003, I was frightened. I really was. I thought of the concentration camps, the FEMA camps that are probably there waiting for everyone with those closed army bases that Al Cuppa told us about. Who is the other one? Colonel Ammerman? Yes, Lou. That's the video that woke us up. It was the takeover, the imminent takeover of the United States. We came out just blindsided. We could not believe. We saw that probably in about 2001. We could not believe that this thing, this specter to take down America was waiting. But it was. And so I was frightened, and I wrote to Al Cuppet. And he wrote back, fear is not productive. Be found doing what the Lord has called you to do. And you know what? The Lord called Al home after a case of COVID. I think it was in October of 2021. Isn't that right, Lou? Yes.
I think so.
It was a year anniversary in 2022. So, you know, yesterday we had an intimidation flight in two within 15 minutes, and the black helicopter was very low. Lou was loading something into his car so he could look right up. There it was. But we weren't frightened because Jesus Christ is our Lord. He is our Savior. And we heard very inspiringly on Hawk's program. Hawk told how I believe now it was the Archangel Michael. Isn't that what you remember?
I think that's right.
He said he came into his living room many years ago, and his wife, Hawk's wife, was a witness. He called him. He said that the Lord wanted him to stand up and fight against the evils, these evil Luciferians, and Hawk obeyed. So standing there in Lou's apartment years ago in front of his beautiful historical books, when I heard, not a voice, but in my spirit, the words as if they were engraved on a stone, this is your destiny. And I had this beautiful feeling that I was at one with the Lord and his will, but I didn't understand it. Now, both Lou and I understand. Lou understands now why that ninth grade teacher,
ninth grade teacher
took you aside and said, you ought to get that speech impediment worked on because you might want to do radio work someday. See, God is still on his throne, just like Noah Hutchings, who is now in heaven watching over all these attempts of Christians to stand up against the evil. Dear Noah Hutchings, our dear friend, he used to say this, didn't he?
That's right, he did.
about God still on his throne. And what's the last part of it? Do you remember the exact quote?
Yeah, God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Yes, so that's up to you, listeners, now to pray. So now we're back to this, and you aren't children's pandemic. They might be planning with that pre-planned drill that just happened at Johns Hopkins University, connected with Bill Gates, and they thought maybe, I think it was 15 million children would die, and they have worked this all out. God sometimes laughs at the plans, the Bible says that, of these kingpins. It's no guarantee that that's going to happen. Anyway, God can keep you safe under the chemtrails. It's not pleasant, is it, Lou? It's
not pleasant.
And I want you to know that Lou and I sacrifice to do this work. We have many attacks on us, but we also know that a couple of you are doing special prayers. I ask one lady, one dear, dear lady listener, for prayers for my health, and I want to tell her your prayers and some dietary changes are succeeding wonderfully. So I thank her, and we thank all of you for your wonderful prayers. Now, back to this explanation of what the WEF is doing. They want to keep this sense of a permanent crisis. Quote, the more popular that this mistaken belief that mankind is destroying the planet and is doing so in an accelerating, destructive fashion is simply to help these people to advance their agenda. Without a sense of emergency, no one would even consider the expedience that they're offering. Wright continues, but what Schwab is offering is security in a time of ongoing crisis. Crisis is their best friend. This is the reason why many people believe that they themselves have deliberately fomented these crises. Now, some of those could be those attacks on the food plants, all kinds of things, the baby food formula, many things. In big picture terms, we're back to the article, that was me telling you that those comments. Wright notes that their agenda places, quote, an enormous emphasis on environmental catastrophe, which is their main selling point to global leaders to get them to buy into their agenda.
And one of the key agendas, Save the Planet, goes way back to the Club of Rome that decided decades ago the environment would be a good excuse to bring in control and tyranny. And here's our headline, Biden climate envoy John Kerry goes on bizarre rant at WEF meeting, says extraterrestrial forces brought globalists to Davos to, quote, save the planet, unquote. This was by Ethan Huff from Natural News, January 20th, 2023. Time is running out, proclaimed fake President Joe Biden's U.S. climate envoy, John Kerry, at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting this week, for the globalists to save the planet from the mythical fairy tale known as climate change. Appearing in Davos, as he has been doing for many years, Kerry told the roomful of globalists that he, quote, is convinced we will get to a low-carbon, no-carbon economy, because we have to, unquote. And he added that extraterrestrials, or ETs, are supposedly helping to make that happen. And this is still a quote from Kerry. I am not convinced we're going to get there in time to do what the scientists said, which is avoid the worst consequences of the crisis. You look at what's happening with species. Half the species of the planet have been killed already. And now, this is Lou, not all the species are being killed by humans alone. No, these WEF climate change freaks just love advocating wind farms. Now here, from our own local newspaper, the Eastern Star, is a little article.
And we have to point out, this was always from, I think, 1770-something, called the Star Democrat. And now it's been consolidated with bigger powers. And when the Waterfowl Festival came in November here to Easton, Maryland, on the Eastern Shore, it was probably the 50th, something like that, 50-something one. Every year, the sense of cultural pride on the Eastern Shore, the newspaper brought out a very beautiful supplement. It was a book, and it showed all the carvers worldwide who were part of it, all of the duck calling contests, just wonderful pictures, wonderful text. This year, There was nothing like that. There were a few scattered pictures in the newspaper itself, not on special printed, good quality paper, a book, a keepsake, memorabilia. Why, no. This is cancel culture, and this is a new newspaper. It gives its purpose at the top, I think, was one to inspire. I don't know. It didn't come out with the word it should have said, transform. But at any rate, we still got something very pithy here. So you and I are accused of ruining the climate, but Lou is going to read this article about what the wind farm did.
The title, Harris Calls for Halt to Windmill Construction After Dead Whale Found in Assateague.
Describe the picture, Lou.
It shows a large mass. You wouldn't really be able to tell too well what it is in the picture, which is not of the highest quality. And the caption says, the body of a 20-foot humpback whale was found on the beach at Assateague Island National Seashore on Monday, January 16th.
It looks kind of hulking, like it's
it
a
is.
Mound,
yes.
Like a big mound.
Like a small hill, for example.
Yeah, a half of a, sort of like half of the moon.
Yes. This is Dateline Berlin, Maryland. Representative Andy Harris of the 1st Congressional District in Maryland is calling for a halt to windmill construction following the death of a whale on Assateague Island. The humpback's death is just one of several reported recently along the East Coast.
And we have to interrupt again. This sounds so good. With Representative Andy Harris caring about the whale, it's better than nothing. But Andy, what about that other photo op in which you were inoculating a young black person with the COVID shot? Now, of course, later on you came out and you worried that publicly that perhaps myocarditis could be an effect. We hope that you repented. But we have a new governor, too, in Maryland. We now have the first black governor of Maryland, and he is a Democrat, Wes Moore. And the first thing he called for was expanding the aids to abortion everywhere in the state. Now, I assume his first name is Wesley, Wes Moore. And the article sadly said that I believe it was his great-grandfather was the first black minister, I think, in the Dutch Reformed congregation. How far America has fallen. We need to repent. He needs to repent. He needs to read about his great-grandfather. He needs to find Jesus Christ. They all do. And we've said that we could never, never think that Trump will do a thing for us again, for America, unless he comes out publicly, almost like ashes in sackcloth, and weeps and says, what have I done? What have I done with Operation Warp Speed, bringing it on the people? So now, what about this? Were there some other incidents, Lou?
Apparently there were. Let me read Harris's statement. And this is in quotes, following the death of yet another whale, this time on Assateague Island, I am calling for an immediate moratorium on windmill construction and related underwater geotechnical testing until it is definitely proven that this construction and testing are not the cause of the repeated whale deaths. And Harris said that in a statement he issued. And he went on to say, NOAA, now that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has offered zero evidence that this construction, including geotechnical testing, is not the cause of death. I am also causing for a full and transparent release.
He's calling for.
Yes, of necropsy results, including the necropsy results of the whale ear structure, which should be removed for examination to determine whether sonar activity contributed to the cause of death. Even a vessel strike is still consistent with injury from seismic testing, as that testing may interfere with a whale's hearing and senses, something causing long-lasting damage. So that's the quote from our representative, Andy Harris. Getting back to the article about John Kerry.
And he was lambasting all of us, wasn't he?
Yes.
We're humanity's killing off the planet.
That's right. And he goes on to say, and this is still, I believe, yes, John Kerry, quotation, ETs, no, I take that back, certain phrases are quoted, ETs chose a, quote, select group of human beings. And I'll interject there, boy, that's patting yourself on the back. and that meant Kerry himself and his fellow globalists to spearhead this relentless push for a climate zero future, this being code for no more useless eaters, that is, non-globalist humans. In his bizarre rant about ETs and global warming, Kerry thanked Borge Brenda, the current president of the WEF, for getting him the, quote, best room I ever had here in 35 years, unquote. Yes, Kerry has been attending the globalist gathering for more than three decades. And back to quote, when you stop and think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet, he went on to ramble. And in a related article, in 2015, Kerry declared that anyone who opposes his global warming religion should be disqualified from public office in the United States. And here we have a subheadline. Kerry says the very idea of climate change is, quote, extraterrestrial, unquote. The very idea of saving the planet from a climate disaster is extraterrestrial in and of itself, Kerry would go on during his speech to bizarrely claim. But it's the only way to look at the situation with any kind of accuracy, he insists. Quote, if you say that to most people, they think you are just a crazy, tree-hugging, and lefty liberal. You know, do-gooder, whatever, Kerry said, adding that there are, quote, allegedly wise adult human beings out there, unquote, who still oppose the climate religion he is peddling, which annoys him because he feels as though the world is going to collapse without absolute belief in and adherence to its tenets. Kerry noted, quote, those worst consequences are going to affect millions of people all around the world, in Africa and other places. And Kerry threatened about what will happen to poor people in Africa if the climate cult is not successful in eliminating all carbon. He said, of the 20 most affected countries in the world from the climate crisis, 17 are in Africa, unquote. As usual, Kerry demanded that governments pony up more cash to help cool the planet down in order to save lives. By 2030, he says there needs to be an additional $4 trillion, yes, you heard that right, $4 trillion added to the coffers to create more clean energy in accordance with the Paris Climate Agreement. It's important to note that over the past 15 months, Kerry has flown more than 180,000 miles on private jets that leave behind more than 9.5 million pounds of carbon emissions. This is about 300 times higher than the average American's annual carbon footprint. He is absolutely right, wrote a commenter about Kerry's statements at the WEF gathering. And it went on to say, that extraterrestrial force is known as the devil and his demons.
And Lou, I still remember years back when I phoned in to the Power Hour, and Joyce Riley, the late Joyce Riley, was interviewing Stan Deo, and they were talking rather enthusiastically, I thought, about this kind of an ET kind of arrival. And we've known for a long time that there is a plan, possibly by the New World Order, to use holograms. They might have a fake Christ. They might have fake aliens arriving to aid us. This has been part of it. And I brought that up, and they were not too happy to have me enter into the discussion there. So we have to keep our eyes open. We can't believe everything. What does the Bible say, Lou, that even the elect would be fooled?
Yes, everywhere possible. That's right.
Yes. So Satan can be in the form of many, many kinds of bodies, and baby Greta Thunberg, the new Greta Thunberg, we heard she's kind of obese. This is by Ethan Huff, January 20th at Natural News. Political theater, Greta Thunberg's arrest in Germany was fake. The poster child for new wave climate fanaticism, Greta Thunberg is back in the news, this time a whole lot plumper, for being arrested in Germany during a coal mining protest in Lützerath. I hope I pronounced that right. And as usual, the whole thing looked staged and fake, just like climate change and global warming. noticeably bigger Greta, who appears to have really let herself go since her initial debut on the world stage, was seen being hauled off, feet in air, for dramatic effect. Lou, I have to interject, maybe they should have brought a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, sounds it.
By police officers while she smiled and posed, along with her captors, for the reporters' cameras. Watch the cringeworthy scene below. And of course, there's a video there that you could see at Natural News. As you can see, the incident looks like it took place on a movie set, which is what most of the news is these days, to be fair. But it's not every day that we get the kind of behind-the-scenes look at the synthetic drama that we did with Greta's recent, quote, detainment. At least three officers were present to arrest Greta while she laughed alongside the, quote, journalists who were there to capture it all on tape. For the cameras, the officers lifted Greta in the air to make it look like a struggle took place. Afterwards, they put Greta back down and walked peacefully with her out of view. Strangely, Greta was given an identity check, even though it was obvious the entire time who she was before being released. This would explain why Greta smiled the entire time and did not look at all worried about being, quote, arrested, because she knew, just like we now know, that the whole thing was fake. Why was Greta protesting coal at a time when Germans are freezing due to lack of energy? The version of Greta's, quote, arrest that most of the world was shown might have seemed real, apart from the clip shared by Ian Miles Cheong and others across Twitter. But the cat is now out of the bag concerning the cringeworthy fakeness of the incident. It is also strange timing for Greta to even be making another debut in the news, especially in protest of coal. Were it not for coal, Germany would be freezing and in the dark, especially since Russian gas is no longer flowing to the country, which is in desperate need of energy. Leave it to Greta to call for an end to something that is saving lives right now, all while she hams it up with the authorities and treks around in a Tesla given to her by Arnold Schwarzenegger, full of plastic waste and junk food wrappers, earning her the title of Hypocrite of the Year in 2019. And again, we have to think about Alex Jones's research on Arnold Schwarzenegger's father. I think maybe he had a uniform that had the SS Death's Head on it. There were some interesting things there. Yes, this is Elizabeth speaking. This Nazi plan has never gone away, and we hope to be interviewing later this spring Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who has really looked into this issue with two of his books that are important about this Nazi plan. Please keep him in your prayers. He is recovering from COVID. And we hope next week we can tell you how to soon find his new book, the second conspiracy book. Back to the article. Thankfully for Greta, she likely does not have to worry much about skyrocketing energy inflation because she is well taken care of by the powers that be who pull her strings. Unfortunately for the average German, Greta's anti-coal agenda threatens to freeze and starve their families if she gets her way. Quote, Greta is a con artist of the worst kind, wrote a commenter about her staged arrest. Symbolism over substance, as Rush said so well, said another, referring to statements made by the late Rush Limbaugh about Greta's plastic activism. Born with one chromosome too many and a silver spoon in her mouth, wrote another, adding that everything they do is a stage and an act. This is another publicity stunt, just like the time Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was hauled off in handcuffs while she giggled, said someone else.
And now from LifeSite News, the headline, Pfizer CEO flees in silence after reporters pelt him with COVID vaccine questions at Davos. This is by Jack Bingham, January 20th, 2023. Dateline Davos, Switzerland. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla spent minutes walking in silence after being grilled by two Rebel News reporters outside the World Economic Forum's annual conference in Davos, Switzerland this week. In the now viral video published Wednesday, Pfizer's top executive can be seen, walking with his head down as Rebel News founder Ezra Levant lobs hard-hitting questions about the pharmaceutical giant's controversial mRNA COVID vaccine. Quote, Mr. Bourla, Can I ask you, when did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly? Lovan asked Bowler as he walked down the street. Thank you very much, replied Borla, who seemed to then quicken his pace. Not giving up, Lovan continued to follow the pharmaceutical executive and said, I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission of COVID, but why did you keep it secret?
And you know what, Lou? This is reminiscent of a scene, and it was either what in the world are they spraying or why in the world are they spraying, in which the reporter was chasing down senators and representatives in the U.S. Capitol to ask them about the chemtrails. And one of them was Senator Dianne Feinstein. They kept fleeing and looking nervous and not talking. So pick that story up with Albert Bourlis. He's not talking and he's putting his head down, and repeat that last sentence.
Yes. The reporter said to Borla, I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission of COVID, but why did you keep it a secret? Without getting a response, Levant reframed his question, asking, you said it, meaning the vaccine, was 100% effective, then 90% effective, then 80%, then 70%. But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret? Have a nice day, replied Borla, to which Levant responded, I will not have a nice day until I know the answer. And he went on, why did you keep it a secret that your vaccine did not stop transmission? Further pressed the veteran Canadian journalist. Once again, not receiving a reply from Borla, another Rebel News reporter, Abby Yamini, joined up with Levant to field his own question. And here's one of his. Is it time to apologize to the world, sir, to give refunds back to the countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine? Inquired Yemeni, only to be once again met with silence from Borla. Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years? Followed up Yemeni, at which point Levant chimed in to ask, do you have any apologies to the public, sir? Unsatisfied with the lack of answer, Yemeni then asked if Bola was proud, in quotes, proud, of the fact that as CEO, he has made millions in the last 2 years on the backs of, quote, regular people at home in Australia, England, and Canada, unquote. After both the reporters asked a few more questions of a similar type, still to be met with silence, Levant and Yemeni asked Bola if he was, quote, worried about the myocarditis, unquote, and the sudden deaths that have been frequently associated with the various COVID jabs. What do you have to say about young men dropping dead of heart attacks every day? Why won't you answer these basic questions? Inquired a frustrated Levant. Do you think you should be charged criminally for some of the criminal behavior you've obviously been a part of? Yemeni followed. After a few more questions from the reporters were met with silence, Borla and the small group of people he was with arrived at their destination, leaving Yemeni and Levant behind. And then, also from LifeSite News, we have this story. Lislyn Lewis reveals Trudeau signed Canada onto World Economic Forum Charter in 2020. This is by Anthony Murdoch, Friday, January 20th, from Ottawa, Canada. Conservative Party of Canada MP Dr. Lislyn Lewis has exposed how the left-wing government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signed onto a World Economic Forum charter in 2020 that could give away the nation's autonomy when it comes to health care and the environment. Quote, in November 2020, while Canadians were distracted by COVID, the Liberal government signed a World Economic Forum Initiator Charter. The Agile Nations Charter, and I'll just interject, is Lou. That's a very strange name to me, the Agile, A-G-I-L-E. The Agile Nations Charter will facilitate agile rulemaking outside of Parliament.
You know, we'd better be agile, ready to run and flee from it.
That's so true.
We have some good Canadian listeners. I know they're shocked to hear this. Go ahead, Lou.
Yes, and that was a tweet from Ms. Lewis on Wednesday. And she added, why the secrecy? The pro-life Lewis included a link to a document she received in response to an inquiry of ministry request she filed in October 2022 that asked about the Canadian government's commitment to the WEF-led Agile Nations Network. The responses in the document, which were given to Lewis by MP Greg Fergus, Liberal MP Greg Fergus, shows that Canada was one of seven countries that attended meetings held by the WEF, as well as the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, in 2020. The meeting went over, quote, agile regulation on emerging technologies, unquote, with Fergus noting that Canada, quote, expressed support for the proposal and provided input on early drafts of the charter.
And Lou, we must get to more. So we know that the upshot of that is they're all, the globalists are seeking a digital identification system for travel and
yes.
more. And now the next one I have, the headline is WEF speaker said he was told not to use God or religion during keeping the faith talk. And so this speaker was named Latif. And so it ended up that he had some kind of a watered-down kind of thing. And let me just look, because we want to summarize this very quickly. We know that the globalists are anti-Christian. They can have all the kinds of Buddhism and other world religions, but not Christianity. And so most emblematic of this kind of spiritual emptiness were the remarks given by Jonathan Greenblatt, director and CEO of the Anti-Defamation League. And we know, as patriots, it's not really seeking our freedom. This article says the ADL is known for denouncing mainstream conservative views, such as those on marriage and sexuality, as hateful. You know, even some Jewish people think that the ADL is anti-Jewish. This was LifeSite News by Emily Mangia Racina. And so now we must move on to, here's another headline, very important. This was Ethan Huffett, Natural News. WEF globalists in Davos announced the implementation of laws criminalizing hate speech, and coming soon, goodbye First Amendment. Now, going in with that, guess who one of the speakers was? Lou, tell us about the head of the FBI there, Christopher Wray. You have an article
that from Natural News, FBI director tells the WEF the future of national security is in partnership between tech companies and government. Sounds just like it's out of George Orwell to me.
Yes, and these digital companies you see everywhere you go, it's going to be the Chinese social credit score. And if you don't have the views of the elite, well, we'll see. Go ahead with Christopher Wray.
FBI Director Christopher Wray spoke at the World Economic Forum's meeting in Davos on Tuesday, that would have been 1 week ago, accompanying his private meeting with banking leaders with a panel on cybersecurity. The panel on national security and cybersecurity focused on the conflict in Ukraine, using that war as a lens through which to discuss partnerships between tech companies and government, AI, and autonomous vehicles. And this was from the postmillennial.com. Quote, the sophistication of the private sector is improving, and particularly important, the level of collaboration between the private sector and the government, especially the FBI, has, I think, made significant strides. We are focused on looking at cyber attacks, Wray said. His comments are in line with WEF founder Klaus Schwab's ideas on how leaders should master the future through public and private partnerships. And Mr. Wray continued, we did see, as the conflict erupted and increased, an increased effort by the Russian intelligence services, which have been conducting malicious cyber activities against the infrastructure for years. Wray continued, for Wray, any tech that is beneficial in U.S. hands is somewhat terrifying when in the hands of American enemies. This, he says, specifically with regard to China's AI program, saying they are the biggest hackers in the world. Wray was joined by tech leaders in the private sector, with Wired's Gideon Litchfield moderating the panel.
And now, let's just link what he's saying, that there is terrorism that has to be watched over. And now another speaker at the World Economic Forum, and this is again by Ethan Huff in his article, there was Jourova, and he was the European Commission Vice President, Jourova. And his session was hosted by CNN's Brian Stelzer. He called, quote, the clear and present danger of disinformation. Now, there we see, don't we, the hate crimes, all of the criminalization, it's going to be pointed at the dissidents, the political conservative dissidents who don't want the transformation of little children by cutting off their genitals and so much more, and abortion helped everywhere in the blue states. Stelzer, I have Stelzer. Which is it, Lou?
I think it's Stelzer, but I'm not positive.
You know, I thought it was Stelzer, but it is written here, S-T-E-L-T-E-R. Anyway, it's CNN's guy. He's a fellow globalist, and he listened closely as Jourova laid out the globalist blueprints for the U.S. in 2023 and beyond. Quote, for hate speech, we need the people who understand the language and the case law in the country, because what qualifies as hate speech, illegal hate speech, which you will have soon, also in the U.S., we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law, Jourova said. And then there's an Interior headline, Jourova wants big tech to do more to censor free speech using AI robots if necessary. Can you all see how it's going to all come together? And as Lou said, it would be much more nightmarish than in the book of Orwell, 1984. Now, if you think this isn't in motion, listeners, one such proposed hate speech law was introduced by Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat of Texas. If passed, it would broadly reclassify all kinds of speech as hate, including all talk of replacement theory or the planned globalist genocide of Americans, and specifically white Americans, for replacement with illegal aliens. Now, the good news is the article says at this time, and it's going to be a really tough sell, getting any of this officially passed as law in the United States. The Supreme Court in 2017 made a unanimous ruling that the First Amendment and hate speech cannot be regulated or interfered with under the guise of hate speech. Justice Samuel Alito, who summed up the ruling, wrote, the idea that the government may restrict speech expressing ideas that offered strikes at the heart of the First Amendment, speech that demeans on the basis of race. So in other words, we're still pretty good. And he said speech, ethnicity, gender, and some other things. So we protect the freedom to express the thought that we hate. Alito's words. We hope and pray many of you will go to DividedKingdomRadio.com and tell others. Good night.